Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some of the most wonderful things you can experience in this life down here is being used of God, that the blessing on your life empowers you and enables you to minister to people what they need when they need it. Take pressure off of them in times of crisis or something that they've always desired, some good desire. Be a part of a dream coming true, coming to pass. Hallelujah. That's being more blessed. And do you see that's part of the blessing of Abraham? Go back to Genesis 12. I want you to see it again, because you told me that you're a child of Abraham. Is that right? And that the blessing is on you. You told me that. That blessing has not gone away. What God does, it's forever. Amen. And that blessing is yours because of your faith in Jesus. Here is what Galatians, Spirit of God in Galatians, called the gospel. This gospel means what? Good news. Good. You got to watch about religiousizing things. Gospel means what? Good news. If it's not good news, it's not the gospel.
Amen.
People say, well, you're going to hell if you don't change. That ain't good news. People say, well, ain't that the gospel? No. What's the good news? Jesus took your place, paid the price for your sins. No matter what you've done, no matter how bad it is, He has already paid the price. You believe it or not? He's already paid the price. All you got to do is believe and receive Him and accept what He's given you.
Amen.
Come on, is that good news? Is that the best news you ever heard? What if they say, I don't believe in all that junk? Well, then you got some bad news for them. You're going to hell if you don't change. But give them the good news first. And if they receive the good news, we don't have any bad news for you. But don't just lead with the bad news and call it the gospel.
Yes. Yes.
Gospel means
good news.
And the Bible called this, in the New Testament, called this in Genesis, good news. What's the good news here? God says to Abraham, and when He says something, it lasts forever. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. What does that mean? I will empower you to get good things, to enjoy and rest and to be a giver. I'll make your name great. And here you see this other part. And I'll what? You what? You shall be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The power of the blessing will go through you and on you and by you to help others, to get good things, others to enjoy and rest, and even others to be enabled to give too. This is the more blessed. Don't somebody say the more blessed. The more blessed. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Now keep reading, because this is not all of it. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, we're getting into something else here. You'll see the universal law of sowing and reaping. If you sow blessing, it's going to come back to you. If you sow cursing, that'll come back to you. What do we want to do? We don't want to curse. We want to bless. Because we want to reap blessing, not cursing. Listen to the Amplified. And you see this is much broader than we might have thought. In verse 2, Amplified, verse 2, I will make of you a great nation. Is this good news?
Yes.
See, this included the birth and life of Isaac and all of his descendants. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished. And he said, and you'll be what? A blessing, doing what? Dispensing good to others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I already had these other notes tonight when I saw this verse at the last minute before I left. I thought, wow, that's what I was talking about. You know, when something's right, you just get confirmation right and left. Dispensing good to others. Not only are you a receiver of good and an enjoyer of good, you are a good dispenser.
Yes. Amen.
You're dispensing good everywhere you go.
Amen.
You are blessed and you are a blessing.
Amen.
Woo, somebody say thank you, Lord. This is one of the greatest things in life. One of the greatest things in life. It's more blessed than even receiving. Jesus said so. I mean, receiving good things, that's being blessed. Being able to enjoy them and rest, that's being blessed. But Jesus said, it's even more blessed to be able to give like this. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now read the rest of it, though. And I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language towards you. And if you look that up in Young's Literal and other translations, it bears this out. It says, those who are disesteeming you, I'll curse. This is disrespect. Isn't that something? Insolent language. In you will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed, and by you they'll bless themselves. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Go with me in the New Testament now, please, to Romans. Well, go to Psalm 109 and I'll work my way to Romans. Psalm 109 and verse 17, he talks about people that are acting wickedly. Psalm 109:17 says, as he, the evildoer, loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing like with a garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be, the cursing. Let it be to him as a garment that covers him and for a girdle or a belt wherewith he girds himself continually. Whatever you embrace gets on you. Gets in you. And if you curse, it'll come back to you. If you bless, it'll come back to you. Now, when we hear curse, a lot of times people think about, I don't know what we'd call cussing, four-letter words. And it does apply to that, but it's much more than that. Have you noticed how crude language has become?
Yes.
I mean, words you just wouldn't have heard in public 20 years ago. People act like it's just as common as as any other kind of word. Somebody said, what's wrong with it? Well, see, they've been desensitized to it and don't see anything wrong with it. But all of these words are, there's an effort to fill them with cursing. Not cussing, cursing, the curse. Words are containers. They don't mean anything unless they contain something, some spiritual thought or spiritual force. And so why do you people that are thinking right, cringe when you hear some of these words? Why do you? Why would you even notice them? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? Well, it just ain't right. Well, it's got to be more than that. Well, my church don't believe in that. That ain't good enough. What's wrong with them? The reason you go, is because it bothers you spiritually.
Yes.
Not just mentally, not just audibly. It bothers you spiritually. Something bothers you. Well, what bothers you? Because whether your head knows it or not, your spirit knows that comes from an evil source. Yes. That comes from an evil source. Somebody is trying to curse. Which is why to damn, D-A-M-N, to damn this or damn that should not be in our vocabulary.
No.
We're not dammers. We're not cursers. Mm-hmm. We're blessers.
Yes.
Now, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I mean, you got, it's just a regular thing for people to come through at night and stump their toe on the couch and try to damn it. You blankety blank, 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 or this or that. People try to damn their lawnmowers or their car if it won't start. They try to damn their clothes if they're too tight. Or they try to damn, curse and damn this and damn that. There's a reason why these things should bother people who know the Lord. Your spirit goes, I don't like that. Well, what? It's not just a bad word. What makes it a bad word? Spiritual quantity. The curse is real. Somebody is trying to release curse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me